Now. Now is the accepted time. Corinthians 6, verse 2. Five words from God. So very many tragedies could have been averted if that one person had just acted in time. Procrastination is not only a thief of time, but it so often results in tragic disaster. It is unwise and dangerous to put off until tomorrow what should be done today. So many souls could be saved for eternity and spared the awesome outcome of God's promised coming judgments against all human lawlessness if they would only respond positively to God now. Therefore, the Apostle Paul urges upon us all the realization of the value of time and its importance when he states, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Not a convenient tomorrow, not next week, not even within the hour. Now means immediately." The importance and urgency of priorities, especially heeding God, is therefore raised in this brief sentence, which is but five words, but they are five words from God. Now is the accepted time. We are all in grave peril of missing God's offer of grace, forgiveness, and mercy when we fail to obey God's warning word to avoid the great danger of going to hell. When God says now, he means now. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Hebrews 4, verse 7. The past is gone. Time is but a briefly granted span that is as temporary as creation, while eternity is where God as the great I Am dwells in the ever-glorious present. The glorious present. Our God and Savior alone can say, "I am the door. I am the way, the truth, the life. God is I Am, not was, for God ever dwells in the present." Therefore, I Am is His word to all unsaved persons, for now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. The favored, opportune time granted by God for all lost humanity is here and now. The future. Tomorrow is the deceit and delusion of Satan, as too many are tempted to put off till tomorrow God's word and voice of warning that urges to action to believe right now what God has said. Putting off until tomorrow is the choice of a willful disobedience that refuses to heed God in the present day of grace. An actual believing obedience to God and His Word is an act of immediate obedience and will to God, who is the highest and ultimate authority. And what of the future? Not one of us can predict the future for ourselves. God, however, has given us this sure promise for the future. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9, verse 27. There is a time to be born and a time to die. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 2. Now is the accepted time. But the great question not one of us can answer is, what is that time for me to die? God, therefore, urges us saying, now is the accepted time. To wholeheartedly come, believing His word, to accept His salvation. Think of the danger of the unknowable. We do not know what will happen tomorrow, nor if we will even live out today. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. James 4, verse 14. It is therefore critical and crucial for me and for you to accept God's offer of salvation now, while the offer is still available. The work that saves you right now has been done on your behalf by Jesus Christ. Full price has been paid for your redemption by Jesus Christ when upon the cross he cried, "It is finished." Then and there he completed the work that saves. He representatively died, the just for the unjust, so that God can righteously appeal to all the ungodly, saying, "Now is the accepted time, for whosoever will may come to receive a full and free pardon now." What incredible grace, love, and mercy is available, not tomorrow, but today, now. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Hebrews 3, verse 15. Now, right now, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Acts 16, verse 31. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2.